James Kennedy Ministries presents Truths That Transform.
Today on Truths That Transform.
That the fundamental question of ethics is this: who makes the rules?
The times we live in are increasingly lawless. That's part of an active, purposeful agenda of the left. But do you know who funds it?
I think George Soros, I think the people like him, they want to remake the world in their own image. I really think that they believe themselves to be some kind of superior being who should be ruling everybody.
We investigate shadowy billionaire George Soros and his effect on America on today's Truths That Transform.
What will you find out when you follow the money?
Almost everything you see is connected. It is one big web of lies.
Where's the money trail? And it tracks back to billions of dollars coming from George Soros into culture.
Get the facts in this meticulously compiled Follow the Money influence chart and companion guide, which shows in graphic detail how George Soros and company undermine your freedom and seek to radically transform America.
We know that there are billionaires, George Soros being one of them, funding these groups that are creating chaos.
Contact us today to receive your copy of the Follow the Money chart and guide. We have done the homework to separate the facts from the myths regarding George Soros and company, and we'll send you these vital resources as our thanks for your generous donation to the ongoing work of this ministry.
Welcome to Truths That Transform, a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries, where we are standing for truth and defending your freedom. For the next few weeks on this program, we are investigating a man who is driving much of the agenda of the far left in America today, George Soros. Next week, we will be airing a documentary special called Billionaire Radical, George Soros and the Scheme to Remake America. Our director of creative production, overseeing that program, John Rabe, joins me now. John, we've never really done anything quite like this before.
No, we haven't, and thank you for having me, Frank. This really is a completely unusual project for us. I'm excited about it. A lot of work and a lot of research has gone into putting this together.
I'm excited about it, too, and the early interest in even people we've interviewed for the program has been pretty extraordinary. But before we go any further, let's see an exciting preview of next week's special program, Billionaire Radical, George Soros, and the Scheme to Remake America.
Almost everything you see is connected. It is one big web of lies. You have a handful of people like George Soros who really probably have the grasp of the full picture. And you have many, many, many thousands of minions who have no idea what the truth is, what's going on around them. George Soros is an enigma of sorts.
You went out with this protector of yours. Went out, in fact, and helped in the confiscation of property from the Jews.
That's right.
Was it difficult?
Not at all.
That is a very, very odd reaction to have when you're asked about something like that. Either you're lying to yourself or you're a sociopath who really doesn't feel for other people. I've spent decades of my life studying the left, and especially all the nonprofit apparatus built up in the left. He does bestride that as a colossus.
George Soros' ideology is predicated on the same hard leftist causes that you see in Marxist activists. It's fundamentally anti-American because it's fundamentally anti-borders. It opposes the idea of nationhood wherever it goes.
Just in the first few months of 2020, he gave the Democratic Party and its appendages tens of millions of dollars.
Where's the money trail? And it tracks back to billions of dollars coming from George Soros into culture.
George Soros is definitely one of the most important people behind the social justice movement. The brutal murder of George Floyd was a fantastic opportunity for them to swing in to action.
They are young, and they are emotionally driven, and they are out in the streets, paid for by people like Soros.
We know that they're billionaires funding, George Soros being one of them, funding these groups that are creating chaos.
Soros's understanding of the world is effectively, we need to control it. People cannot take care of themselves. They need to be controlled by a handful of wealthy elites, technocrats, people who know what's best for you better than you do.
George Soros has been quietly working behind the scenes for decades.
The name George Soros crops up in the news a lot.
Over the years, George Soros has been accused of meddling in internal politics of a number of countries.
George Soros, public enemy.
George Soros, greatest speculator.
George Soros amassed around $1 billion that day, speculating on
supported anti-communist dissident.
The man who broke the Bank of England.
That will be airing next week on this program. John, why in the world did we take on a formidable figure like George Soros in the first place?
Well, it's a great question, Frank. And as we looked at the landscape, the political landscape in America, frankly, the political landscape around the world, we see that, as one of our guests in the program says, this man sits atop the leftist movement. He bestrides it like a colossus. George Soros' fingerprints are on every leftist project that you can find in America in one way or the other. And you've experienced it, as I have as well. People are fascinated with this guy because we all hear his name, and yet we don't know that much about him. We don't really know all the ways that he's involved. And there's some conspiracy thinking that goes on. There's like a lot of memes that will show up in social media, some of which are accurate, most of which are not. But it just goes to show that there is this sort of compelling interest in this shadowy figure who funds so much of the work of the left.
We're really taking, humanly speaking, taking an enormous risk to produce and air this television program. George Soros is one of the most litigious people in America. He will sue anything that moves that is perceived as a threat to him. He will go to the media to try to take away your platform of distribution. He'll do anything in his power to stop you.
That's right. And so we did have to sort of count the cost as we went into this project. We brought on, as you know, a researcher who I won't identify here, because this particular person, in doing research on George Soros, has been the target of numerous reputational attacks. Local media in this particular person's area writing attacks in the paper and so forth, an attempt to defund and so forth. We know that this is something that he does. And so as we do this project, we recognize we are taking on a certain amount of risk.
I know that you have. I have asked all my friends in their circles to please pray for us, for our protection as we finish the production on this, which by the time this program airs, the production will be largely complete. This is a major undertaking, and John, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. George Soros is not our enemy. He's not the real enemy of the gospel. It's Satan. And he does not sleep like a roaring lion. He's going about seeking whom he might devour. We're not afraid, but we're not stupid either. We're taking every step that we can take to be careful. We would appreciate people who watch this program and support our ministry to pray with us in this regard, because it'll be the weeks and months after the special airs when the troubles will begin. John, thanks for being with us. This is an exciting program, much needed. You've done a great job.
Thank you very much, Frank. I'm excited that we're able to get this information in front of everyone.
Later in today's program, we will also share with you how you can get your own extended version of that documentary program we're talking about, as well as some other one-of-a-kind resources on George Soros and his vast influence. Underlying the work of George Soros, who is an avowed atheist, is a moral relativism that says there are no fixed standards of right and wrong, so we can toss aside all those traditional notions. However, as we're seeing now on the streets of our cities, that is poison to a society. Dr. D. James Kennedy explains more in this portion of his message, Moral Relativism.
We read in the sixth verse that there was no king in Israel in those days, but every man did that which was right in his own eyes. Is that appropriate and significant in our time? In the book entitled In Search of National Morality, Dr. Paul Vitz, professor at the University of New York, New York University, explains a philosophical root cause of the moral decline of America, which he says is the widespread acceptance of moral relativism, that in America we have come almost to the place where every man does that which is right in his own eyes, and that there are some who are busily engaged in making sure that soon that will include everyone. He puts it this way: one of the major characteristics of moral decline in the United States in recent decades has been the rapid growth of moral relativism. The idea is now widespread that each individual has some kind of sovereign right to create, develop, and express whatever values he or she happens to prefer. And Dr. Haven Gao says, unfortunately, America has now reached the point where it permits almost everything and stands for almost nothing except a flabby relativism. And that is the place to which we have come in our day. Now, tolerance is without any question today the only virtue that is promulgated by academia and the media. All other virtues have fallen to the dust, and we are left with only tolerance as the only modern American virtue. And never has any nation so quickly, in such a brief span of time, abandoned its moral foundations as America has. But tolerance will not stand alone as a virtue, because if we are to tolerate everything and then express that by never judging anyone else, by an unjudgmental attitude, then we are left with a very difficult moral dilemma. If we are to tolerate all values and all views, are we to tolerate the views of Nazism? It's interesting that those that would have us tolerate cheating and lying and homosexuality and premarital sex and divorce for any cause and wife swapping, they seem to choke when you mentioned the acceptance of the values of Hitler's Nazi party. When it comes to ethics, Hocut says that the fundamental question of ethics is this: who makes the rules? Now, for the entire history of America and most of the history of Western civilization, that has been very simply and clearly answered. It is God who makes the rules, not men. It is God who has created us, who has given us life, who has laid down for us his law, and who will call us into judgment to give an account of our lives. It is God and God only who makes the rules. But we have seen in the last few decades this incredible transformation into a society where God makes no rules at all, and man makes all rules. How in the world could something like this ever have come to pass in so short a time? The effects of it are seen everywhere. It is inculcated in our schools in virtually every grade. But I wonder how many people know why it is that we're turning out so many millions of students today who have no concept of right and wrong. I wonder how many know the methods that are being used to inculcate this in them. They are two different methods. The first one is called values clarification. It was based upon the idea that no one could impose values on anyone else, not God, nor the state, nor the family, nor the school, nor the teacher, but rather Johnny must choose his own values. And finally, Johnny collectively decides what it is that each one of them likes and what they love to do. One teacher of an eighth grade class said that he was utterly frustrated because having finished the exercise, he found out that the four things that his students most liked to do, this is an eighth grade class, were drugs, alcohol, sex, and skipping school. Now keep in mind, no one can judge another person's values. These are all individual, they are all subjective, they cannot be imposed upon another. We must be non-judgmental of anybody else's values. And so therefore the teacher said there was nothing that he could do. You are supposed to treasure your own values and practice them. And so we see that values clarification, instead of inculcating in students a sense of morality and decency, has indeed done the very opposite and has encouraged students to think that anything that they want to do is perfectly all right. As we read, that every student somehow has a God-given right to choose whatever he or she wants to choose and do, and that there's nothing that anybody else can do or say about it. Ultimately, the only way that morality is going to be taught, as C.S. Lewis put it, the road to the promised land leads past Mount Sinai. We need to understand that there are moral absolutes, that God has given them to us in his Ten Commandments. They have been explicated by Christ in the Sermon on the Mount. We have these teachings. They are very clear. They apply to everyone, every creature made by God. It is God who makes the rules because God created us and God will call us into judgment one day. Ah, dear friends, the good, the true, and the beautiful became incarnate in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God. And men, seeing it, adored it, and embraced it, no, they abhorred it, and they persecuted it, and they nailed it to a tree. And then they buried it in the ground to get it out of their sight. Because the heart of man is deceitful and wicked altogether. And therefore, we can never build any system upon the fallen, unregenerate nature of man. What is necessary is not only a set of absolute morals, not only a role model who perfectly demonstrates that for us, but in addition to that, we need an atonement for our sins to forgive us and cleanse us from the 10,000 times 10,000 violations that have already gone past, to wash us and make us whiter than snow. And we need to be empowered by the Spirit of God. And we need to be motivated by the love of Jesus Christ. He is the highest incentive to virtue. People are ultimately made moral by the regenerating power of the Spirit of God and faith in the living and risen Christ. This was exactly what the people that came and founded this country knew and understood. And it's what has made this nation the greatest and what was once the most moral nation in the world. And dear friends, unless we get back to it, the lack of it is what will bring about the total societal disintegration of this country and of each individual life that follows the lie of the devil.
In Dostoevsky's classic work, The Brothers Karamazov, One of the characters notes that without God, all things are permitted. The goal of the far left since the time of Karl Marx has been to banish God so that we become the gods of our own universe, making up our own rules and reshaping society according to our whims. It's not a coincidence, then, that we are told human babies can be exterminated for the sake of convenience, and that you can be whatever gender you want, no matter your biology. It's also no wonder that we see rioters in the streets tearing down all vestiges of tradition and spouting Marxist talking points. One man has done more to further this agenda of chaos than perhaps any other in America. Billionaire financier George Soros has put his fingerprints on virtually every leftist project in the world today. Who is this mysterious person, and how does his agenda affect America and even your own life and future? We have put together a compelling set of original resources to help you answer those questions. First is the groundbreaking Follow the Money chart, revealing the extent of Soros' funding and network and control of so many left-wing causes and organizations, the very groups turning the streets of America into battlegrounds of anarchy. We produced this clear chart ourselves with the help of extensive research because there is simply nothing out there like this that can show you in graphic, visual form the extent of Soros' influence. The extensive reach of the Soros network is nothing short of mind-boggling. We also include an explanatory companion guide fully documenting the connections on the chart. This may be the single most important resource needed in the run-up to the national elections. We want you to have this groundbreaking chart as our thanks for your generous donation. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. And if you are able to give a generous donation of $50 or more, we will send you the chart plus the brand new book, George Soros Exposed, Spending Billions to Radically Transform America. This short book concisely introduces you to Soros and his goals and documents how he works to accomplish them. And in addition to the chart and the book, we will also send you a DVD of our new documentary program, Billionaire Radical, George Soros and the Scheme to Remake America. We will be airing this program next week, but there's far more than can be packed into a half-hour program. This DVD is the full version of the powerful documentary that nobody else has dared to do. One researcher who has investigated all of Soros' ties calls this the world's most untold story. This is a program that George Soros and the far left do not want you to see. We will send you the Follow the Money chart as our thanks for your generous donation to this ministry. And as our thanks for your generous donation of $50 or more, we will send you the chart plus the short book, George Soros Exposed, and the DVD special, Billionaire Radical, as our thanks for your generous donation of $50 or more. Perhaps you've been hearing Soros' name, but wondering what his actual impact is and what's at risk in the forthcoming election. These resources clearly demonstrate it as you've never seen before. Simply write to us at D. James Kennedy Ministries, Box 11154, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33339, or call toll-free 877-962-7677, or go online to djkm.org. As we analyze the work of the far left, we want to be clear. The ultimate point here is not about an individual man. It's about the clash of worldviews. The settlers and founders of America believed that we were created by God with inherent rights. Those truths were commonly held and bonded us as a nation even through the most difficult times. But at the same time, a different worldview began to take hold. It's the communist worldview of Karl Marx, which is completely atheistic at its core. George Soros has made no secret of his atheism. And as one who rejects God, it's only natural that his fundamental ideas about who we are would be wrong. A rejection of God is necessarily a rejection of his design and of his law. Instead, you have only human power and will doing whatever it wants to do. The resulting anarchy we see around us is not an accident, but a necessary consequence of the Soros worldview put into action. And that's why this is ultimately a battle about the nature of truth itself. Jesus Christ said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." This is not about demonizing an individual. George Soros is just one man living the later years of a misguided and tormented life. One day he will go the way of all flesh, as will each of us. But because of his vast network, there will be others coming behind him to do the same work, funding the dissolution of America. Among them, Soros' own children and a host of left-wing foundations. We must pray for the likes of George Soros, for he too will one day stand before a just God and give an account for his deeds. For those of us in Christ, we must believe God's grace can even reach George Soros. And we must be those who stand for truth and warn against the hollow and vain philosophies of our time, for they are part of the wide road that leads to everlasting darkness. D. James Kennedy Ministries is standing for truth and defending your freedom. I'm Frank Wright. Thanks for being with us. And here's a look at the next truths that transform.
George Soros' ideology is predicated on the same hard left causes that you see in Marxist activists. It's fundamentally anti-American because it's fundamentally anti-Borders.
That's next week. Today's program is available on DVD for your gift to this ministry of any amount. Please call, write, or log on to our website today. This has been a production of D. James Kennedy Ministries.